know that his competition was more formidable than the CIA agents who were just now becoming interested in Sharon. The Chameleon had been in and out of Apia ever since he knew they had a vehicle from another planet. If there was anybody else like him on Earth, he would be drawn here too. The changeling also had spent much of its human life looking for another changeling. It saw the meeting as a kind of reunion, together again for the first time. They could sit down and talk, and perhaps together solve the mystery of their origin. The Chameleon, on the other hand, was not interested in mysteries. He was interested in eliminating competition. He wasn't stupid. Over the millennia, he had often attained his culture's highest degree of education. He knew that his desire to destroy the competition was not rational, but it was programmed into every cell of his body. It was what he had instead of the urge to reproduce, and sexual desire was a pale flame beside his passion to destroy, to protect himself. On his own terms, it was easy to rationalize. If the creature was like him, their first meeting would be short and brutal. Best strike first. No human could kill him, but no human knew how profoundly damaged he would have to be in order to actually die. He did know, and had to presume his competitor would as well. Chapter 46. Apia, Samoa, 24 July, 2021. The changeling regretted the impulse that had made it say it hadn't ridden a bike in years. It had been riding since before Russell was born, and simulating clumsiness on a single-speed Schwinn was an Oscar-level performance. "How are you doing up there?" She was leading them up Logan Road, not too hilly and no traffic, Sunday morning. "I'm getting the hang of it." She stood up to crest the hills and felt the gentle pressure of eye tracks on her butt. Maybe it shouldn't have worn the form-fitting jogging outfit, which got some disapproving stares from people on their way to church. But it certainly kept Russell's attention. "All downhill from here. Just keep bearing to your left." "Yeah, I've run this way. The project's down after the second light, a V-something road." "Vaiela Vini. We'll make you a Samoan yet." "As long as I don't have to like breadfruit." "Fluata. We'll start out with hot dogs and move our way down the food chain. After turkey tails and mutton flaps, you'll be begging for fluata." "Oh, I've got a freezer full of turkey tails. Deep fried, you can't beat them." They laughed together, but there was an edge to it. They both knew the Samoan diet had been transformed by Western intrusion, all for the worse. Turkey tails and Big Macs, mutton flaps and corned beef. There weren't many natives over 30 who were lean and heart healthy. Russell waved at the guard as they went through the project gate. They dropped the bikes, no locks, in front of the main building, and raided his office fridge for hot dogs and beer, and put them in a foam cooler. He found charcoal in a utility locker and went out to start the fire while Sharon changed. She studied her body in the ladies' room mirror and made a few minor adjustments here and there. She knew she had Russell hooked. The question was whether to reel him in. It might be better to play a waiting game and let Michelle get closer to delivery. Or maybe force the issue, get Russ in bed, and see what comes up. It was a nice bright red thong bikini. The changeling pulled out a few pinches of excess pubic hair and ate them. It arranged the top so it just showed the wingtips of the hummingbird tattoo. It slightly deepened its lumbar dimples, a feature she remembered Russell noticing in her Ray incarnation. It closed in for the kill, first wrapping a lava-lava around its waist. It could wear the revealing suit, as long as at least its toes were in the water, but Samoans weren't happy about insensitive tourists flaunting their charms on the way there. Russell was wearing the same blue jean cutoffs he'd bicycled in, changing it into a swimsuit by taking off his shirt and shoes. The changeling smiled at his familiar body, a little pudgy in spite of athletic legs and arms, skin almost milk white. He never went out into the sun without total sunblock. Both his parents had had skin cancer. His body hair was a silky down of black and white mixed, no gray, and his only tattoo, not visible now, was a small "Do Not Open Till Christmas" tag attached to a big scar he'd gotten from an emergency appendectomy by a village doctor in the Cook Islands. How many other women had